Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Money Smarts for You. Enhance your lifestyle by taking the positive path towards managing your money.
Welcome. I'm Barbie O'Connor, your host for the Money Smarts for You show. This show is your chance to ask me about the financial topics that affect your everyday life. After years of working with clients, helping them save, preserve, and grow their assets, I wrote the book, Money Smarts for You, The Basics. I wanted teens, millennials, growing families, and others to have a chance to learn the essentials that everyone needs to know about money in their adult lives. If you have questions or thoughts about what you'd like to hear about on future shows, feel free to email me at barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. Okay, Mom and Dad, all the applications are in, and now you and your senior in high school are playing the waiting game, waiting to find out which schools have accepted your child for college and how much money may be coming your way for scholarships, grants, financial aid, work study, and anything else that may pay for some of the expense of college. You have a few days before the acceptances roll in, so here are the five things you, your teenager, and your family need to do before making that big decision about where to go to college and how to pay for it. First, plan for and prepare for a small celebration of your child's success in life so far. If your teen is on track to graduate from high school, that is a major milestone in their academic career and in their life. A special family dinner, a favorite dessert, maybe a family picnic or hike, attending a free or discounted concert, something that says, our family is celebrating the success of our son or daughter, and the success of our family as a team. Acknowledging this level of success is important for them, but also for you and your family. Take the time to enjoy the moment. Then take a deep breath, relax, and focus on doing the best you can to help your teen figure out what they want for their future to transition them into adulthood. Even though you may be expecting acceptances to the schools they apply to, know that not everyone will send a yes letter to your student. Be prepared for disappointments. It will be up to you to keep your teen's spirits up in this highly competitive time. Remember to reinforce their successes so far in life. Remind them they will have other alternatives if they're not accepted at the schools they most hope to attend. There are success stories from every walk of life, and for many people, adversity brings with it the reward of tenacity and hard-won success later on in life. Take the time to work up a priorities or needs spreadsheet for determining what is important in making the ultimate decision. This includes everything from the school offering the majors that interest your teen the most, the weather, potential social experiences, the alumni network, transportation issues, and financial packages offered to your child. As each acceptance comes in, fill in the blank on the worksheet for each school, then go over it and compare it multiple times. A college selection spreadsheet is available online through the Money Smarts for You website under the tab labeled The Book, where you'll find another tab that says Free Worksheets. 2, figure out how much money you have available to help pay for college expenses. Where are you starting out in this journey? If you set up 529 accounts, Texas Tomorrow accounts, Uniform Gift to Minors accounts, or other savings accounts, then figure out how much will be available each year and then each month to pay for expenses. If you have no extra discretionary money available for college expenses, be honest with yourself and with your child. If your teen goes away from home for college, these expenses will include tuition, room and board, books, athletic fees, lab fees, laundry, extra food, clothes, social activities, travel to and from school, a car, car expenses, and others. A sample expense plan for college can be downloaded from my website, www.moneysmarts4u.com. Look for the book tab and click on free worksheets, and then fill in your information and a Money Smarts for You college expense plan will be sent to you via email. 3, if you have not already introduced your teen to drafting an expense plan or budget, do so now. Your child needs to have the experience of handling its own money in a responsible fashion. It takes practice and they will make mistakes, but better to learn that now with you to guide them rather than when they are adjusting to college life. That expense plan can include the money they use to buy clothes now, pay for gas when they drive the family car, go out with their friends on the weekends, as well as include any income they may earn by doing extra chores around the house or from other part-time jobs. Their checkbook. Make a monthly meeting to discuss how they are spending their money and why they make the financial choices they do. Consider giving them a copy of Money Smarts for You, the Basics, for sale on Amazon, for a high school graduation or acceptance to college present, so they can study up in advance to make the most of their new independent status. Beware of providing more money to your college student per month than they can earn at an entry-level job once they graduate. Most bachelor's degrees will lead to a job that pays about $25,000 per year. So with taxes and withholding, they may take home about $1,500 per month to cover all their expenses, like rent, utilities, food, clothes, transportation, and more. Take into account that if they are living in a dorm, their rent, utilities, and most of their food will be covered, so provide less for out-of-pocket expenses. Discuss ways they can increase that amount if needed by working a part-time job. Number 4, during the next few days while you are waiting, familiarize yourself with student loans. Go to the website www.studentloans.gov to learn about the issuers, the payback systems, and the features of government loans, loans issued by schools, and bank-issued loans, as well as some of the new online private investor loans or grants for college students. Pay attention to fixed versus variable interest rates, forgiveness programs, and payment schedules. Look at the Labor Department website, www.mynextmove.org, with your teen to learn more about different professions and what different incomes are paid for people in those professions. Help them understand the obligation that a loan carries with it. Let them know that if they want to, they can live at home if they choose a local or community college, or they can live at home after college in order to pay off their student loan debt faster. In order to figure out how much money you will need to pay for college, go to the Money Smarts for You website to request the college financial worksheet that serves as a basis for the expense plan or budget you and your teen need to draft before you decide where they will be going to school. Before you get those acceptances, think about whether you will send your teen to visit the colleges where they are accepted beforehand. Most schools offer special weekends where your student can spend the weekend and live in the dorm and experience classes and campus life before making a decision about where to go to college. Be prepared for the extra expense of those trips, including airfare, and maybe your airfare and hotel too, depending on how experienced your teen is with travel. You were already aware that you will spend money on tuition along with room and board. In addition to those expenses, remember there may be sports fees, lab fees, books, health plan, or insurance, and of course the required medical physical along with any inoculations that might be required. Moreover, your teen will need office supplies, a computer with a printer, an ebook or an iPad or tablet, a cell phone, and a plan that works where he or she will be in school. Then keep in mind that you have to get to college somehow, whether it's via mass transit, in an airplane or a bus, or possibly a car, bringing with it gas and maintenance expenses as well as additional parking fees. Additionally, your teen will have personal grooming expenses, laundry fees, new clothes, sheets and towels, and room accessories. Most colleges don't provide late-night snacks or weekend meals, so count those in too. Beyond these pleasures are spring break trips and Greek or other club fees. Once you total up all these expenses, then you can subtract the amount you've already saved. Hopefully, you'll find you have a surplus. If not, then look at what financial aid, work study, and grant offers may have come with the acceptance. Once you consider all these opportunities, you will know if your child will need to take out a student loan, and if so, how much it will need to be per year in order to pay for their college studies. 5. Once you've received the acceptances, college visits may be in order. As I mentioned previously, some schools designate certain weekends for prospective students to visit, with all expenses paid except travel there and back and incidentals included. It is well worth it for your student to attend so they can evaluate the college culture firsthand. A school can look great on the web, but may not be exactly what is right for your teen once they are experiencing it firsthand. You may want to go along too, especially to learn more about any financial assistance offered and to take a look at the campus and surrounding area too. Your expenses will come out of your pocket, however. There are a great deal of variables that can make the difference between a great college experience with a successful after-college outcome and one that is so-so. Go to the Money Smarts for You website to request the college selection worksheet, which covers the intangibles you want to think about before making that final decision. Some things to consider when evaluating whether school is right for your student are, what is the weather like? If your child doesn't like snow or cold weather, doesn't like to sweat, take that into consideration. One of my daughters wanted to go to school where they could wear flip-flops year-round, ruling out any school in a northern climb. Size of the school from the total number of students, students per class, to the expanse of the geography to be traversed each day may make a difference in your student's decision. What is the social climate of the schools you are considering? Does your child want to be involved in sororities or fraternities, or do they hate that idea? What is the alumni network like? Do they rally around other graduates, giving them job opportunities that make a difference? What is the job placement rate of recent graduates? Will your child feel better attending a school that includes religious practices and religious organizations as a part of campus life? Are the major areas of study that your teen is interested in available at that school? What is the reputation of the school as far as that area of study? Are there minors your child is interested in? Are they offered? Beyond areas of study, what are the extracurricular activities, sports, politics, and culture in the area? Are there provisions for students of alternative lifestyles, like an active LGBT community, that might appeal to your student? What is the male-female ratio? How racially diverse is the campus community? The professorial staff? Is it in a small college town or a large urban area? What kind of involvement do the students have in the community? Is there a student-run paper, website, radio, or TV station? All these aspects of living within a university setting are worth considering before making a decision about where your teen will spend the next 4 to 5 years of his or her life. After considering all these things, your child may decide they would rather attend school in familiar surroundings, living at home and going to community college or a local university, saving money and then finishing up at a four-year school after getting a firm foundation on their post-high school education. Once you've gone over your priorities and needs list, know how much financial assistance your teen has been offered, consider how much they may have to borrow to go to each school, evaluated each college culture and drafted an expense plan, then help your student make the best decision for their future. This decision may involve taking a year or two off before entering college, working in the Peace Corps, Vista Volunteers, or taking the basics at the local community college. Might be possible that the military is an option that might be attractive to your children. For some students, the first taste of freedom can be brutal, and they may stumble and fall. Remember, nobody is perfect, so help them get back on their feet, dust themselves off, and learn from their mistakes. It is their life. Prepare them as best you can, and then let them take flight. Thank you for joining me today for the Money Smarts for You show. Next week will begin the month of April, when I will concentrate on broadcasts covering how to understand the investments you may have in your retirement and investment accounts. Please email me your questions or thoughts to Barbie@moneysmartsforyou.com. That's Barbie at MoneySmartsU.com, and we will cover them in future shows. Remember, take care of your money to take care of yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at MoneySmartsForYou.com. Like us on Facebook, buy the book on Amazon, and remember to subscribe to the show.